The U.S. Figure Skating Championships are underway in Atlanta with the men's and women's finals on Saturday. The big news so far is that Michelle Kwan, who has won 6 straight U.S. titles, is not in the lead after the short program. Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today. She joins me now. What happened to Michelle Kwan?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't so much, Renee, what happened to Michelle. It's more what Sasha Cohen did right. Michelle Kwan was flawless, except for a little bobble on the landing of the double axel, which is a jump that she can usually do in her sleep. She was also bringing out a program that was in mothballs for 10 months. She's not competed on the circuit in 10 months. So for Kwan, it was kind of coming out again after being gone for almost a year. But Sasha Cohen really was the story. She skated a little bit better than Michelle Kwan. She was flawless, Renee, in the 2-minute and 40-second short program, controlled, focused, very different from the last two competitions she's had, where she fell 6 times in 9 days last month. No falls last night for Sasha Cohen, Michelle Kwan a little bobble, Jennifer Kirk's in 3rd place. Any of the 3 can win the overall title Saturday night by winning the long program.
Well, as you suggested, Sasha Cohen has a history of never pulling it together in the big competitions. Will she be able to do it?
It's a key question, of course. Sasha Cohen, Renee, is going to try to do something on Saturday night that she has never done before in her competitive career, and that is skate a clean short program and long program in the same competition. It's usually the long program that gets Sasha Cohen, and that's what's coming up Saturday night. 4 minutes, she has to do 7 jumps. She just hasn't been able to concentrate, frankly, for that long. It sounds strange, but she admits sometimes she gets overwhelmed thinking about what she's done and doesn't let her mind go to the next item and starts thinking too much in her program. So the question, of course, Michelle Kwan has won 7 national titles, 6 in a row, as you mentioned. Sasha Cohen has never won a national title. If she can put it together, she may be able to do it finally on Saturday night.
What about Sarah Hughes?
Great question. Olympic gold medalist from the Salt Lake Games in 2002, Sarah Hughes is now Yale class of 07, beginning her the winter semester of her freshman year, Renee, starting in a couple days. She's at home in Long Island watching this competition, presumably on television. She basically had said that was it. She'd done it all in skating, and she wanted to now become a student. So she's a freshman in college and presumably having a good time.
So what happened in the men's competition?
Great. I'm glad you asked. Last year, Frank Carroll, one of the coaches, called it an Abbott and Costello act. That was last year in the men's competition. I think this year the 3 Stooges have joined in. Michael Weiss, a name you know, 3-time national champion, fell on his triple axel. He was in 4th place. Timothy Gable, the Olympic bronze medalist, world silver medalist, fell 2 times and missed another jump. And that's only in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. All of that happened in that short of time. It was just a disaster for Gable and for Michael Weiss, the 2 big names. Interestingly enough, 19-year-old Johnny Weir, who's never won anything, is in the lead. A couple names most people don't know. Matt Savoy, 23 years old, is 2nd. Evan Lysacek, 18 years old, is 3rd. So this may be the new wave of men's skating. Not a good night, though, for the 2 big names, Gable and Weiss.
Christine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today.